Blog Talk Radio. I need to know when things get hard, baby. Tell me that you won't fall. I'll give you my all, girl. You just gotta be worth my time. And if I promise not to waste yours, promise me you won't waste mine. Oh, I will give you the world, baby girl. You just gotta be worth it. I will give. And I stand solid for you. Whoa. I will give you the world, baby girl. You just gotta be worth it. I will give.
Baby, let me marry you. Show you all the love that you deserve. Promise you always come first, yeah. Forget about your past, baby. I'm your future, ain't nothing like your last, baby. Show you things you never had, baby. Show you things you never had, yeah. I will never hurt you. Do anything to make you cry. You are my baby. Why? Cause you are my baby. When you smiled, I knew right away that my love for you never changed. Can't fight this feeling away. Me and you be endgame, but I know you're scared, baby. Trust me, I'm here, I won't disappear, baby. Let your guard down, come and take a chance on me. Yeah, come and take a chance on me. I will never hurt you, do anything to make you cry. I will always love you, even when I'm right, I still apologize. Why? Cause you were my baby. Cause you were my baby.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Miss VIP, and I welcome all of you to the Love Zone. Yes, I understand that everybody's getting ready for Thanksgiving, but I'm thankful tonight for all of you, the listening audience, and for my Epiphany family. So, right off, this show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? You got yours? I have mine all the time. Now, riding with me tonight are my divas. They're going to come in and shoot us a couple of pieces, and that's cool. And before I go on, I want to thank our CEO, Mr. Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, for this platform. Without him, there's no Epiphany. So thank you, sir. So with that, what I would like to do is just start off. I have not decided which love piece was my favorite, and it's all open mic tonight, y'all. But I want y'all to bring me some love tonight. I could surely use it, and so could the rest of the world. So I'm going to do this one. I thought this was one of my best, I hope, and it's called Dear Future Soulmate. Dear future soulmate, I'm glad we can relate, hold a meaningful conversation. Emotionally, we may differ, but if we feel deeply for one another, one day I'll leave my mother and father for the last time and cleave only to you to share my other side of the world. I think you're a fine fellow, brilliant, articulate, and talented. You got into my head, then my heart. Ain't understanding mellow? Share my world, my love. Let's travel or be homebodies. It doesn't matter as long as we're together. Dear future soulmate, if I told you of my pain, would you really care? My body isn't what it used to be. It fails me at times. Would you hold me, massage my pain away? We vowed to cleave to one another. Would you stay? Not that I think you're shallow, but I want you to know if you left, it would leave my heart hollow. Dear future soulmate, I'm waiting for you, and I will love you. Yes, I vowed this twice before in the presence of God. This time, I won't fall in love with you. I will rise in it, full of happiness. I will shine because I'm my best bet. I'm healed from my past. I'm independent, fiercely to a fault. But if you can handle me, I'll gladly hand over the reins, knowing this time, love will last. Dear future soulmate, I realize there are others who are more beautiful, smarter, with better physiques than I, yet look fade. I'm real, down to earth. There's a courage I possess in loving you, in my arms, your home. So this is my promise to you. If you truly love me, body and soul, you'll never be alone. And that's that peace. All right, so I'm going to open up the mics. And first on the mic is my diva, La Perla Negra. Hey, diva.
Hey, diva. I love that piece. Dear future soulmate. Oh, make me wish I could find my piece called Soulmate. But I don't know where that's at. It's like 100 years old. That was beautiful, though. I love that piece.
Oh, wow. Thank you, diva. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
So Diva,
you up in this, up in here doing the thing by yourself tonight. Yeah.
Hey, yeah.
That's all right. That's
yes,
all right.
Yes, yes.
That's all right.
And I thank you for the backup. So
anytime,
Diva,
girl.
Before
yeah.
Cool. Before you fit your piece, let me just mm-hmm. ask you, what are you thankful for tonight?
Oh, it's so much. I'm going to tell you something. First and foremost, I'm thankful to the source of creation for showing me who I am, waking me up, and letting me know that I am loved, and I can love myself. There's nothing about me that I shouldn't love. Then secondly,
that's true.
I'm thankful for my crazy kids. I love them to death, but but I'm still grateful for them. They're trying. It's becoming a task, and I'm grateful for my Epiphany family. You guys are my soul tribe. I love every last one of you, and just everything that I have. I'm grateful.
Wonderful.
For everything. Yeah.
Wonderful. Yes. Wonderful. Wow. All right, Diva. I love it. So, Diva, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called Stay. When I asked what you saw in me, you said it was my chaos that made me beautiful. And when I asked why, how, you said after all the trauma, hurt, and pain, not one ounce of hate ever remained. You stimulated my mind of the breath following your word inhabits my hidden inhibitions and removed all doubt that I can be completely naked. Your words are like notes of music being written on my spine. No one has ever touched me so deep. Now my selfishness is jealous of not allowing you in sooner. So I allow myself to feel again, and you have an exclusive invitation to my cream chocolate star. You have no idea that you have awakened. Caress. Oh, tease, squeeze. Fill your desires with me. My soul cries out, please, master, please. Master my body. Explore each and every intricate piece with your tongue and taste my energy. Call my spirit to dance this dance of never-fading sensuality. Again and again. And make me forget my world ever began without you. I need you. I want you. Stay. And that's that piece.
Diva, your chocolate star. All right, man.
My creamy chocolate star. You know what
chocolate
it is. Yes,
I was trying to avoid that,
girl, this is the love zone. Ain't this the love zone?
This is true. That's true. Oh, my goodness. But, Diva, I love that piece. All in your chaos.
You
just still want them to stay. And that's what's up.
Yes.
So, Diva, what y'all got going on? What y'all got going on, girl? The Epiphany first.
Well, I'm gonna tell you like this. On Saturday night, alternating Saturday night with Poetic, I am in Poetic Therapy with my awesome co-host, that great mountain man, Standing Man Phillip. And that's a place where you can come relieve some mental stress through some healthy conversation or some open mic poetry. And that is Saturday night at 9. Alternating Monday night with Rain. Is Raw with Rain. I am 1/4 host of the Soul Cafe, and I co-host with the CEO of Epiphany Radio, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas, essentially Johnny, who handles the event page and does an awesome job on it, and Poetic.
Mm-hmm.
Now, y'all come on by there because we have a second half of the show. It's a segment called Pick Up Your Pen, and that helps you tap into your creative side. You guys are going to love it because you never know what you're going to come up with. And here, of course, every Wednesday night with my diva, your host for tonight, we'll have sexy, sultry voice. So, Ms. VIP, back to you, diva.
All right, all right. Thank you so much, Diva. And if you can, stick around and listen to the rest of the show, all right? Well, you can ride with me. It's your choice.
Okay,
all right.
I'm here. All right, girl.
Okay. All right. One love.
One love, one mic.
All right. That's my diva, my soul girl, my soul sister. Anyway, let's go to one station ID break, and then I'm going to get the next mic. Ladies and gentlemen, again, we are in the love zone. I am Miss VIP, and I'm going to let y'all know, since it's just Thanksgiving, I'm going to let y'all know what VIP means, all right? For me, it's very insightful poet, all right? So that's what that is. So now y'all know who Miss VIP is. Ladies and gentlemen, the dial-in number tonight is area code 319-527-6300. And y'all dial, press 1 and participate just for a little bit. We ain't going long tonight, people, because it's Thanksgiving. So next on the mic is our baby diva, Johnny. Essentially, Johnny. Hey, diva,
Hi.
How are you?
Good evening. Evening. I'm doing great. I'm so glad I got to hear what VIP stood for. I didn't know. Awesome.
Yes. Well, thank you. Well, you know, people that go left, y'all, that's what they think it is. But
yeah,
stay right tonight.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yes. So, Diva, before you spit your piece, what are you thankful for tonight?
I am thankful for a year of growth. This year has been very interesting, but through everything, I've been able to grow so, so much. A lot of that is due to the space that we're in. So I'm also thankful for my family, those related to me by blood, my extended family, and my creative family.
That's what's up, Diva. That is what's up.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that you are included in our soul tribe because we love you, Diva. You work magic on the boards, I'm telling you.
Love that. Yes, thank you.
Absolutely. So, Diva, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right, I'm going to try to play my music.
All right.
I'm going to pull them off. Is that volume okay?
It sure is.
Okay. I had a great loved one. I woke to its concurrent presence. This familiar existence felt like the most recent time that we found each other. I was awakened as soft white light poured into our bedroom. The window faced east and sunrise. My face flushed as thoughts of your fading touch stirred me. I looked for you. And in the moments that it took for me to feel the edges of this empty space beside me, you were already returning, having paused in the doorway, bathed in the same soft light that warmed me. I wasn't sure if the source of this light was you, me, or us. I was tugged in the direction of a divergent timeline. There were shades of aqua concealing the scenes where time seemed to bend, disguised as insistent waves racing along the shores where I implore the next you to return to me. I stepped into the water, my toes brushed with Grecian blue, so that the waves carry the memory of our existence back to you. I need you to remember how you used to run your fingertips down my arm, leaving warm voids in golden paint, unabashed by this shimmering transference, this inference that I was now a part of you. You were my other breath, and at sunset, I would glow, reflecting you. Essentially, Johnny.
Ooh, diva. Ah. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
did you say Grecian blue? Was that a river of Grecian blue?
It's a color. My favorite color,
oh,
blue.
Oh, yeah, no, it's a color. Yes, and it's a beautiful color.
If anything, it was very visual, and so that was the best description
mm-hmm.
of what I was seeing, just that color blue. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that kind of blue makes me actually think of water.
Yeah.
It was a hue. Mm-hmm. I love it. Oh, my goodness.
You.
Well, thank you, Diva. And if you can, stick around and get me another piece, because we won't be long tonight.
Okay. All
no,
right, do you
no.
want me to
oh, cool.
share what's upcoming for the week?
Absolutely, my dear.
So this Monday is I am co-hosting with Rain, with Raw with Rain.
Mm-hmm.
We will be having a holiday giveaway. So the way that works is everyone who calls in for open mic will be entered into a drawing that we will be airing on Facebook Live right after the show. So make sure you come through. We'll be giving more details about what the giveaway is during the show. The other thing, it's going to be exciting. Raw with Rain airs the first and third Mondays of every month. So the 6th is actually the first Monday of December, so it's possible we'll be back-to-back. We're prepared to be back-to-back airing with Raw with Rain. We'll come through 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
Absolutely. Wonderful. All right. Diva, thank you so much. So,
my pleasure.
I expect to hear from you again.
Okay.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
You're listening to Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town.
This is Radio.
This is Sandra, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I am Miss VIP. And I'm in the love zone with my divas tonight. So we're going to cycle until it's time to roll. So this next piece is from a prompt from the Get Down. And I do believe that was last week. And the prompt was, if I gave you the key to my heart, what would you do with it? It was one of the most beautiful shows I've ever heard. It's beautiful. So here's my piece. If you gave me the key to your heart, I would hold it with the greatest of care. I would tell you it's in the best hands and it's safe to leave it there. I would sew an inside pocket on my shirt and make sure it rests on my chest, on the left, to feel my heartbeat, to reassure you're in my special place. In my body and soul, you feel all space. It's okay to be vulnerable. I am too. It took so much for me to try again, and I don't ever want to lose this key or you. After all this time, my love is finally requited, and you can trust me, it's true. You said you are the key, and you have all of me, your confidence, all of me. At night, I keep your key under my pillow, so my dreams will be in Technicolor, and my laughter will be in surround sound, letting you know my doors are waiting for you to enter with this key you gave to me. I'm filled with you, my love. Your key unlocked my heart. It's no longer bound. Your key is a blessing to me. It shows you're ready to forgive and leave the past where it belongs, to be in the now and the future with me. And that's that piece. That I'm going to bring my diva back in. Diva.
You know what? I swear we must be on the same frequency, because as soon as you said that, I had already turned in my book to the same piece that the piece that I wrote to that same prompt.
And
I said, I was like, are you kidding me? I'll get ready to read this piece that I wrote to the same prompt. That's what's up. That's what's up. Yes.
Hey, great minds think alike. Like,
girl, you know what? Get out my head, because I was just going to say, let me knock on wood, because I was just going to say that too.
Well, whenever you're ready, Diva, the mic is yours.
All right. This is called Safe Now with Me. I thought love would never enter my world again until you gave me exclusivity and trust. So I'll say this. If you gave me the key to your heart, I'd close my eyes with my head to the sky and send a message of gratitude, humility, and thankfulness to the universe for gifting me the match to my happy. If you gave me the key to your heart, I'd use it to lock mine securely for you, away from anyone else, and secure it deep. Only my soul would have access to its location. If you gave me the key to your heart, I'd guard it with the same passion that I have for my own, by putting a light so powerful and bright around our love, we'd never know destruction, and you couldn't describe heartbreak from there on in. If you gave me the key to your heart, I'd choose you in any lifetime, in any reality, in any world, just for you to give me your key. Treasure, I treasure. Now, you are my earth, and now your heart is safe with me. And that's that piece.
Okay, Diva. I'm going to tell you something. I love it. And you said one thing in that piece that just, it grabbed me so much, because if I had a significant other, I would want him to never know of heartbreak ever either. That's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful piece. Oh my goodness.
Thank you.
Yeah,
man. You know I loved yours. Wow. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. So I think I'm going to play a piece, and then we're going to bring back our Baby Diva, a.k.a. essentially Johnny song. How about that, Diva?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back to Essentially Janice. All right, Diva.
Hey,
whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
I brought with me one of my other favorites. This is Cadence.
Oh, all right.
Your fingertips graze my lips tentatively. The moment a sigh escapes me, shaken, a flutter. Stirred as your gaze caresses, traces the curve of this smile, softly growing, and knowing intensity mounts with patience. And words tempt me when whispered as pearls falling from my neck, captured and nestled by my breath. Your eyes hold so many questions, one for each button I unfasten slowly, bearing to me the strength I knew of long before now, resting my hand on your heart as anticipation courses, rises, brings me to a pause, and I reach for you as our lips touch, your whispers blending with mine, just as I knew they would, as surely as your firm assurance is revealed, held here in my hand, guiding you to me, lightly brushing the warmth of my promise to envelop you in silken pleasures. So, immerse love and fill me completely. Grasp my hips as I arch to receive you, but then slowly withdraw. Slip your fingers inside me. Make me wait just a few moments more. Trace my parted lips with fingertips moist with desire. Let me taste where you've been as you take me again, rising or falling in perfect rhythm, capturing cries of pleasure with kisses, stealing my breath, drawing mine into your being, inhaling my wishes, tumbling from the crest of a wave, shaken, quivering, finding release, geyseric and filling, falling into each other's arms, completely sated for now. Essentially, Jani.
Whoa, Diva. Okay, you know what? First of all, wait a minute. This is a trick too, because once I just touch my lips and thinking, ooh wee, I like it. Then touch them lips, baby, Bubba. And then rub your hands up and down. No, what? I can't. I was going left in my own brain. Lord have mercy. Oh, that was excellent. You know what, Ziva? If you would just do me a favor, I want to read that piece again. Can you slap that in my inbox for me?
Yeah, definitely.
Madre, thank you so much, because that was totally excellent. I love your ink. You got me messed up now. Stop playing.
That's actually one of the last ones that I wrote before I took a really long break from writing. It was crazy.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, yeah. You came back swinging. Trust and believe.
Yeah.
I'm like, wee. Look, I'm going to be dreaming about them fingertips of traveling for the rest of the night. All right.
It's sent. Check your box when you get a chance.
My girl, your fingertips graze my lips. Okay, I'm going to stop. Yes, I'm going to stop. No, because I'm messed up.
I'm going to go stand in the corner
right,
now.
Diva. Oh.
Thank you for having me. One love, one mic.
Absolutely. One love, one mic. Thank you. Oh, my goodness. Ladies and gentlemen, listen. This is a short show tonight, so if you just want to get it in, you better dial that number within 10 minutes, 319-527-6300, and press 1. Now, this is our last go-round, Divas, so I'm going to take this one. How do you know you truly love your significant other? Now, that was from Poetics Show. Okay, let's talk about it. How do you really know you love your partner or your significant other, your mate, spouse, whatever? So let me recite this last piece. I know I truly love you because you took my heart and put it in yours for safekeeping, letting me know it was okay to be me. God, because through him, you were my strong talent. I'm glad I had the courage to love you. You're the biggest part of me. You're on my mind constantly because of your consistency. Intelligent conversation, too. I just want you to know I truly love you because I can't stop dreaming of you, of kissing and holding you. My body is so attuned with yours. It's amazing to me your trust in me, and it makes me confident to go through the rest of my life with you. I know I truly love you because with you, my smile tells everyone how happy I am. When we see each other, I blush, and the caterpillars in my stomach morph into butterflies, and my heart takes flight. When you stare into my eyes and say, I got you, I love you every day, even hold me when I cry. I want to be by your side until we die, and that's how I know I truly love you, and that's that peace. So, with that, I'm bringing back my diva, La Perla Negra. Diva.
Let me tell you something. You and Johnny, your pieces are exquisite. And that one you just did, I remember that prompt from Poetic. Yes, that was mm-hmm. one of my favorite pieces that I wrote. She called up that, How Do You Know? Yeah. Girl, I see. You know what? I ain't going to do it again. I just crossed it. I said, nope, I'm not going to do that because I'm not going to. Trailing behind her like this. Let me do something different. So mine is going to be from a prompt from the Soul Cafe. It was Tell Me a Story. Yeah.
Oh, love that one. All right, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Tell me a story about how you think that I need someone to rescue me from love, because I neither have a desire nor is it required for anyone to rescue me from love. Quite the contrary. I want to be held captive in it, by it, seeing the way he... wait a minute. I'm sorry. Let me start over. All right.
Okay.
Tell me a story about how you think that I need someone to rescue me from love, because I neither have a desire, nor is it required for anyone to rescue me from love. Quite the contrary. I want to be held captive in it, by it. And that, have you seen the way he looks at her? Kind of love. That restored belief in a love I no longer believe to be real, kind of love. That awakened parts of me I never knew existed from being untouched, kind of love. That no matter the distance between us, without a doubt, he knows I'm worth every mile to be traveled, kind of love. That at the end of the day, it will always be us, because every morning we wake to a piece of heaven kind of love. That he doesn't just know how to read me, but he comprehends my story kind of love. So tell me a story, because I want to be the parts of the book you underline. See, I don't fall in love often, but when I do, it is effortless. Tell me a story. And if you should capture my heart, I'll never want to stop creating memories with you. But my love is freedom, not a cage. So I'll never stop falling in love with you. That's a peace.
You know what, Diva? I don't know if I missed that show or not, or even it was, you know, oh my goodness. You're tugging at my heartstrings here, and you said a couple of lines that just messed me up, and I'm thinking, I'm not going to cry tonight. No, because it was so, it meant a lot to me. Some pieces in that, some lines in that piece, and I'm going to tell you something. I want all that kind of love. I really do.
Girl, I think we all do.
Yes. And that line about it gives me hope, something about having hope. Shoot.
Yes.
Mm. That's all I can live on now is hope.
Girl,
man,
let me tell you something. We are all worthy of being loved the way we should be, the way we deserve. It's just some of us are still healing. Some of us are still learning how to let go of certain things. And, you know, until we open us, you know, but we are all worthy of it, and we all will have it. You know, it's just in the divine timing. You just got to wait on, you know, open up and allow the unit can come in for you. I know I'm going to have it again. Have no doubt. And you will too, baby.
Look, all right, my diva. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Now we're going to, So we're going to hit to, I'm going to leave you open because we're going to go to our baby diva, essentially Janice, to close us out. How about that?
Okay.
All right.
Hello.
This is essentially Janice. Hey.
Hey, Zaza.
Hey. Beautiful pieces shared, ladies. I loved all of them.
Oh, yours
thank
as
you.
Well. Yours as well.
We love yours too.
Yeah.
We're kind of a little short one to close us out.
All right. The mic is yours, my dear.
All right. This guy is untitled. He was an artist, and for a while, I was a writer whose back and shoulders were a canvas where he'd write notes to me, and in silence, I'd read his touch, and I'd listen to his fingertips, words that spoke to me as if they were poetry, words that speak to me as whispers of memory, essentially, Johnny.
Oh, you're right. That was short, but it was sweet.
Mm-hmm.
All
that
right.
Was,
so there
was.
You have. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-mm-mm. Well, my divas, I thank you for hanging with me tonight. It's a wonderful, wonderful show. And ladies and gentlemen, tonight we had a treat. This is not often this happens that you have the sexy divas of Epiphany on the line.
Okay.
And spitting those fire pieces. All right. So, ladies, thank you so much. And God bless you guys. And have a wonderful, wonderful holiday. And you know what? Before we go, I did not tell you, ladies, what I'm thankful for. And, you know, in my life, I'm glad to say that I have no regrets. You know why? Because every one of them, if I had any, it showed me experience and growth. And I do really appreciate that. And I decided that I'm not going to be ashamed of loving anyone. You know what I mean? And and I'm very thankful to have my parents with me still. So, you know, y'all know one is not doing very well, but I'm so grateful to have them and my little family of my my daughter and her children and her husband. So I'm really grateful. So, you know, and my people back in Pennsylvania. So, yeah. My aunts would kill me if I didn't mention them, but I'm thankful and grateful for them too, and my uncle and his wife. So, you know, we're a small family, but we're very tightly woven. So, you know, but anyway, ladies, that's what I am grateful for. So, you know what, Diva, I'm going to leave it to you. How about you close us out with a song? God bless you guys.
Everybody. God bless y'all.
I love you. And there's something about you, baby. And I need you. I know I'm done. Sleep, turn it